470 at Charleston and Lombard.
Hey, 470, I got your medical emergency. What's going on?
Well, I almost called a silent alarm. I have two African-American men that will not get off my bus, and now he's asking for medical for his friend. And if you could please send somebody immediately.
Yeah, copy. Can you give me a quick description of the two people and the one that needs medical? In your opinion, is medical needed, or do you think it's that they're just drunk?
The second. What's your friend's name for the medical? The gentleman's name is John, African-American, male, I'd say, I don't know, 5'10". He's kind of hunched over in a seat. His friend is also African-American, probably like 6'3", 6'4". He's wearing like a reddish velvet, longer mid-waist jacket. Dark pants, black shoes, a lighter colored, maybe like tan or mauve shirt.
Okay, have they said why John needs medical? 911's going to ask me.
I guess he's bleeding out of his nose and his left eye. I didn't see that when they boarded. Very intoxicated.
Can you ask the passengers why he's bleeding? Was it an assault? Did he get in a fight?
I don't know. His friend doesn't really know. He said he doesn't know if somebody hit him or if he hit something. I'm not sure.
Is he conscious and breathing, the one that needs medical?
He's conscious. I think he's just intoxicated right now. But he's breathing. I mean, he's kind of hunched over. He had a hard time getting on the bus. His friend had to help him on the bus.
Okay, we're going to time out here. I'm going to call you back, okay? At 2:38.